Here we are in Rome today under the banner from Tripoli to Rome. It's a message, it's an invitation for the European common people, the citizens of Rome, the politicians in Rome, the institutions, the humanitarian organization, church members, our Pope here in Rome, that the people in Tripoli would like them to be, you know, recognized, would like them that they are heard, would like that they provide assistance, would like that they provide humanitarian corridor, would like that they recognize the pain from which they are fleeing, because most of them, most of us, are refugees fleeing from Sudan, fleeing from the conflict in Congo. And again, from Tripoli to Rome is a message that refers back to 2021, when we decided to say no to violence, when we decided to challenge impunity, when we decided to challenge the consciousness of the Libyan common people, as well as the politicians and the European common people, to send a message that we are here in Tripoli. We are vulnerable people. We are being tormented. We are being violated. Our rights are not respected or protected. In this moment also, Pope Francis, when we send a message to him, he came out and spoke about us in October 2021. This is again today, refugees in Libya. Our own experiences have pushed us to come to the circumstance where we knock on the door of every person. We knock on the door of Pope Francis. We met him last year in November. We received a warm welcome, and it's an experience that we should multiply. It's an experience that should extend to the people also who are now being incarcerated in Libya, because we believe in the solidarity, we believe in the power, we believe in the commitment of the people in Rome fighting for justice, fighting for an equal recognition. That is why we are here today, because the experiences in which we have had in Bologna, in Frankfurt, only tells us that, yes, there is still a chance to repair the damage, to rebuild and to reconstruct the dreams of the people on the move that are being shattered. Again, our coming here is fighting for human rights. The people who are in Libya is stuck and are punished for their work as human rights defenders. They need to be recognized, and the citizens of Rome need to welcome them in collaboration with Sant'Egidio, with UNHCR, with the state of Italy, to contribute to recognize them.
What about your personal experience, what you have been passed through?
In Libya, what I have passed through as my own experience, it's an experience made of nightmares, nightmares that came from torture, nightmares that came from slavery, from forced work, from arbitrary detention, destitution, and lack of food, lack of clean drinking water, and the period in which I tried to reach the European territory, because Libya was not a place for me anymore. I was pushed back to Libya, incarcerated. I was not received. And each of this time I was put in detention centers that are constructed and funded by the European countries. In this period of moment, I was not human. My experience is full of trauma, that even to this day, to come to Europe, I did not come through the humanitarian corridor. I had to risk my life on the Mediterranean, a sea that has claimed the life of more than 30,000 people since 2015. This should call our consciousness that it should not happen. No one should be forced, like my experience, to take and to risk their life on the Mediterranean.
You come from Sudan?
Yes, sir. My country, Sudan, even as we speak today, is at great war. We have been experiencing war. I was born in war. I grew up in war until I decided not to take part in the war. So I decided to escape, to be a witness to what is happening in my country. My family got scattered. To this day, since 10 years, I have not seen them. And no one should be forced to go away from their families. And once we are forced to go away from our families, we should be received with sympathy. We should be received with solidarity. And it's one of the main reasons why we are here today in Rome.